studio, the mighty man they call Harry White. He of Hammerdown Festival. We've been plugging his wares over the last couple of weeks. The festival runs Saturday the 27th to Sunday the 28th of July. It's at Concord 2, so you can go for a swim beforehand, a swim after. You can go to the lanes and a sauna. You can do whatever you like. Harry, you're very welcome. How are you?
Good evening. Thanks for having me. Just to say, the Waterbear venue that you were just talking about, fantastic venue. It's right on the seafront. Go and check it out.
There you go.
Right on the seafront where all the clubs are. It sounds fantastic in there. I've run gigs there myself. Go and see H Hatter there. It's awesome.
I was going to say, H Hatter's knocking the socks off anyone else.
Sounds great.
Sounds brilliant.
Sounds fantastic.
So that's Waterbear, 4th of July. Your gorgeous festival, two-day festival, Hammerdown. Talk me through Hammerdown. How long has Hammerdown been going?
So I started it when I was 17.
What?
which is a very, very
so
long
two
time.
2 years ago,
now.
Right?
Yeah, we'll
just
go
kidding.
With that. We'll
just
go
kidding.
With that. It's been going a very long time now.
Yeah.
And it's the first time it's coming to Brighton this year, so that's really, really exciting for me.
What's the criteria for that? Because obviously you are Hammerdown. You were at Factory last year. What's sort of in the sort of thought process to sort of try and find a place in Brighton for those dates?
So it really just comes down to finding somewhere that's big enough to show that you're growing and you're scaling things up, but it's not too much of a jump. Now, in Worthing, between things like the Factory and the venue, there isn't a jump up to a 600-cap venue. There isn't anywhere around. Worthing Assembly Hall's over 1,000 capacity, so that's far too big, really. So Concord, it's 620 capacity. It's double the size of last year. That's great, but it's not too ambitious. So that was really the criteria. My heart's in Sussex, it will always be in Sussex, and I'm not too fussed in which town or city that's in because I've grown up all around the area. But that's really what I was looking for, just somewhere in Sussex that was a bigger venue.
So it's growing, but slowly. Just in other
that's
words,
it.
Don't jump too big.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
yeah.
blow your socks off.
Absolutely. It's just about taking it step by step, making sure that you're doing the right thing, not blowing your socks off, as you said.
Yeah, and Concord too. What a gorgeous venue.
Mm.
Really great, great choice.
Do you
think you'll... Would your heart rather be in Worthing, or is it just the case? I mean, can you see it in a couple of years' time going to at the Assembly? Or
the Assembly Hall would be great. I mean, I've spoken to them a couple of times the last year or so, and also about the festival next year as well. That's still kind of up in the air as to which venue we're going to go with for 2025. But Worthing's a wonderful place. It's done so much for me the last few years that I've been around that scene there. But as long as there's a great venue and a great community and a great area for it, as long as it's within Sussex, as I say, it's where I'm from, I'm not too fussed as to which town or city it's in.
What's the capacity of Concord 2?
620 for live
is
events.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I can't believe, because it always feels so intimate in there.
I know, right?
It's 620 of us in there.
Yeah.
Sour.
It's got to be busy.
It's
got to
be
busy.
So how does it work? So how do people get tickets, and is it, do you split it? Like, do you do a day pass and a weekend pass and a, yeah?
Yeah, so we've got two different tickets. So you can get your day tickets, so either a Saturday or a Sunday ticket, those are £30, or you can get yourself a weekend ticket for £50.
Good deal. That is a good deal. And that's a mighty fine band. I mean, how many each day? How many bands have we got?
So we've got 20 bands over the course of the weekend, so 10 per day. So we're opening up the doors at 11 o'clock in the morning both days, and it will run all the way through till 10 p.m.
And it is the one stage, isn't it?
So correct,
So how long do we get with each act? Is it a similar time?
So the earlier bands, the minimum a band gets is half an hour.
Yeah.
And as we get towards the evening, that ramps up 35, 45, 50 an hour for the last few bands.
Great. And how long have they got to turn around?
That's the sharp bit. Anywhere between 25 and sort of 40 minutes.
How
so
messy
got to be
is that
rapid.
Bit? Is that stressy?
Well, not for me, because I work on this thing for 363 days. So
sure.
for that weekend...
You mean you're not even working on that?
I
love it.
I just drink beer and hire a team to do everything for me.
Professional beer
I've
drinker.
Been working all year. Thank you very much.
Well,
I want to watch some bands.
Yeah, that's it. So you are there every second of every drop, of every sound, of every key, of every note.
Yeah, that's really important to me, being at the front. I'm at the front, at the barrier for every single band.
Love
the whole
it.
Weekend every year.
Wow. Wow. How do your ears take it?
Well, earplugs, I'm sensible. I'm smart.
You're a smart man. Now, should we play a track for one of the artists? Who's
yeah,
this?
Yeah, let's do it. So we've got Weller.
Oh, yeah.
So Weller are a fantastic band. So they come with the new metal movement that's coming through at the moment. So there's a lot of turntables, a lot of rap in there.
Yeah.
And in mixing it with the heavier instruments as well.
Folks, this is Weller. Been
bragging. Almost forgot the fun, the run packing. I've been lagging and snapping and losing all control. I've been down on my knees begging God to take my soul. Yeah, I know that I must try to figure it out. Let go, gotta trust if I'm in for a shout. Control and adjust, gotta filter the doubt. But I'm out for the count. I've noticed recently I'm slipping. Yeah, I feel like something's missing. I kiss into the night, asking me if I, this reality is gripping. I've been waiting for a phone call, but nobody cares at all. I'm running for the light, just to feel right. Feeling small, I'm feeling small. I'm blind. I was lying down, I suffer lately, yeah. Feel like I've been dreaming. Nobody bleeds the blood. I've been bleeding. I've been screaming, deceiving, and losing all control. I've been down on my knees, begging God to take my soul. Yeah, I know that I must try to scare it away. Let go and adjust and just live for today. I explode and I cuss. I'm not feeling okay, but the game I still play. I noticed recently I'm slipping. Yeah, I feel like something's missing. Into the night, asking me if right, this reality is gripping. I've been waiting for a phone call, but nobody cares at all. I'm running for the light, just to feel right. Feel exposed, I'm feeling small. I'm blind. Breaking my neck to the sound of the riff now. Shutting you down with a poisonous sound. Breaking my neck to the sound of the riff now. Shutting you down with a poisonous sound.
Just creeping, don't know what the hell I'm believing. I'm looking for ways deceiving. I'm ducking and bolting and
shutting
weaving
for a brother.
Hey, just creeping, don't know what the hell I'm believing. I'm looking for ways deceiving. I'm ducking and bolting and
shutting
weaving
for a brother. Hey. Last resort, cross my mind.
Notice recently I'm slipping. Yeah, I feel like something's missing. I gaze into the night. That's gonna be a fight. This reality is gripping. I've been waiting for a phone call, but nobody cares at all. I'm running for the light, just to feel right. Feel exposed, I'm feeling small. I'm blind.
Whoa, man. That, my friends, was the sound of Weller. And if you want to see that live, well, don't hang around here. You need to go, yeah, to Hammerdown Festival, Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of July. Concord 2 this year. First year it's at Concord 2. We got the founder of Hammerdown, the overall booker. I mean, how big's the team, Harry?
So throughout most of the year, it's just me. I have a team who help me select the bands at the start of the process. I say start of the year, that's like September time for us. Once the festival's finished, we have a team that help book the bands. And then there's a production team that really come into it in sort of March time, put the whole thing together technically for me. And then a team that run it over the course of the weekend when it's actually on.
So, hang on, how big's that team?
So the predominant people that do it are myself, Sam and Pete. So there's three of us that spend most of our time on it. And then there's lots of people who help with different areas throughout the year.
So you've been doing this 10 years now.
I have, yeah.
Which is crazy. Is it getting easier or do you just keep stretching it? Because obviously each time you do it, it seems like it's getting bigger. Different venues, so which, you know, brings its own, well, and, you know, you haven't worked at Concord 2 before.
I'd say there's lots of parts of it that get easier each year. a lot of those parts are things like the organisation of it, because you've done it so many times, understanding when to put out your schedules, when to arrange all the all of that kind of stuff becomes second nature after a few years. But the things that become more challenging is how to sell more expensive tickets as the festival grows.
Sure.
It's not the same price as it was 8 years ago, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, ways to market yourself in different areas, and in dealing with artists that are touring Europe and indeed the world now. You know, they require a lot more than a turn up, plug in and play bands that I booked 10 years ago.
What kind of things do they require more of?
Wow. So a lot of it, I mean, riders are my favourite things.
Go on.
I love riders. Go on. I've had bands request some very interesting things.
Go on.
So one of my favourite bands, riders ever, they requested pairs of colourful socks.
Right.
And they also requested the hottest local hot sauce you could find. Now, in Brighton, we've got a chilli shop, so that was easy.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But it was quite a bizarre request, so
what
I had to go
heck?
And find that.
So literally one bottle of it?
Yeah, they wanted that, yeah. They had other things as well. They had food to put the sauce on, but
so this
yeah.
is basically the nonsense of riders.
The nonsense of riders, I love
can.
It.
Because they can.
Absolutely.
And would you ever call their bluff? Would they go on if they didn't get multicoloured socks?
Oh, I've called people's bluff before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. There's a lot of... Do you know what's interesting? You know the famous story about the brown M&Ms
yeah.
and having them removed?
Yeah.
So when you read into that story, it was actually a smart, very, very smart thing. It was to check that the people receiving your tech specs were actually paying attention.
Perfect.
So that if they were paying attention to the detail of the M&Ms, they were probably paying attention to how many microphones they needed, what yeah. amplifiers they needed, whatever.
Nice.
Very clever.
And they got them.
Yeah.
So what about, I don't want to take you to your cold tremor sweats at 3 a.m, but if things could go wrong, would it be bands not showing up, not able to, stuck in traffic, stuck on the other side of the channel? Are those the things, or is it anything to do with like the sort of, you know, the people thing on the day, you know, something happens to someone? I mean, I know you are super...
I think that
covered and everything, and it's what can you do? It's a gig.
Yeah, I think the biggest worry post pandemic is just the ticket sales and getting people through the door. There's a cost of living crisis. We've had COVID. We've had the war in Ukraine. There's been so much going on that has meant that people's budgets are limited. There's loads of events on.
Yeah.
You can't go to all of them, and. Post-pandemic, there's this change in the consumer mindset now. People don't buy until a lot later in the day than they did pre-pandemic to go to concerts.
Interesting. So you see that literally in the last two, the graph of ticket sales. So where are you at now? 50%?
We're at about 55% at the moment.
Oh, well, that's great.
It is great. For the Saturday day tickets, we've sold 80%. That's lovely. And what we've seen the last couple of years is that within the last 2 weeks, all of the events that we put on, at least double in ticket sales. And that's great. And that sounds lovely, right?
Yeah,
and that's great.
It's stressful, though.
It is stressful because as the festival gets bigger, that means the deficit with a month to go is far greater.
Yeah, of course.
So with a month to go, I need thousands of pounds more. And I just have to sort of hope and pray that I'm doing the interviews, I'm out flyering, I'm doing the right things, and it's just going to work out like it has in the last couple of years.
And not give in and give away.
Exactly. And
hold
that's
on.
The problem. Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. But I guess you've always got that option of giving away very last minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would never cancel an event personally, just from a pride perspective.
Yeah.
And thankfully, there's lots of other ways we can make money with merchandise, you know, T-shirts, whatever. So we're fine. It's not a problem for us at the level we're at now. We've got past the worst of it. But it is a stress with a month to go as to making sure you've packed it out enough.
And talk us through your merch desk. Hammer down. You got your mugs. You got your T-shirts. What have you got?
We haven't got mugs. We have got coasters, funny enough.
Baby.
We have got coasters.
Coasters? Who wants a coaster? I want a mug, baby.
Oh, I'll get a mug. So we've got coasters, we've got lighters, we've got hip flasks, we've got T-shirts, we've got patches for your battle jackets. We've got, what else have we got?
Talking of jackets, by the way, we're going to take a photograph of your jacket.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So on message, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It is the Hammer Down Festival jacket of jackets. And to top it off, there's at least five or six badges down the collars. You are rocking it.
I am.
Look
thank
you.
You. Do you know what? It's a bit of a marketing ploy. I've even got a massive QR code on my back.
I can see it on your side. Look, you got one on your side.
Yeah, I've got three QR codes on me.
He's QR'd up, man.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to play another track. Who should we play?
So we're going to go with Esoterica. This
Good
is a very,
shout.
Very special performance.
Okay.
It's a complete one-off set.
Yeah.
They've recorded parts with an orchestra specifically for this show. It's a
no
complete
way.
One-off.
Yeah. Nice. Folks, we are touting the Hammer Down Festival. It's Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of July. Tickets still available, £30 for a day, either day, and £50 for the whole lot. This is Esoterica.
Way we feel on the outside.
So, folks, that was Esoterica with their track Humanity. Now, listen, talk me through. What is the deal? So you've got them on the Saturday. They're not the final act, are they?
No, they're the main supports, but it's a very, very special set.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
we've roped in Parallax Orchestra, who are responsible for both Bring Me the Horizon and Alter Bridge live at the Royal Albert Hall with an orchestra. And they recorded with Esoterica a couple of years ago at Abbey Road, which is a really, really special, really big deal for the band.
Yeah.
They recorded about six tracks, and I called Luke, their drummer, probably about a year ago now, and I said, Luke, I love what you do. I love the live stuff at Abbey Road. How much would it cost to do that with an orchestra live at Hammerdown? And he said, I've been waiting for a promoter to ask for this. Yeah, he's been waiting for that forever. And so we did some maths, we worked out the numbers, how much it was going to cost in rehearsals with the orchestra, how much it's going to cost for everybody's train fares and all the extra equipment we'd have to hire. And we went, you know what, let's just do it.
Wow.
Let's just do it.
Good on you.
It's a very special one-off set. They've written some scores specifically for the show.
Well, just message in from Kenny Murray saying, that's good. Big thumbs up, Man in Shades. Which is only referring to that one track, so that's good, huh? Yeah, We're in.
Winning.
I mean, to be honest, you've got Kenny Murray on your side. You know, the rest just falls apart. I mean, falls together, not apart, obviously.
Yeah. That was wrong there.
Yeah. We've got Harry White here, Hammerdown Festival man of all trades. What else do you do? I mean, you said 363 days a year you're working on this. You're not just working on this. What else do you do?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So we have a management company as well. So everything is tied to the Hammerdown brand.
Oh, cool.
So we have a Hammerdown all-in management. So we manage, there's a small team of us, we manage 15 bands all across the UK and Ireland.
Got it.
All within the sort of rock and metal spheres.
How is that going?
Yeah, brilliant. I set the company up in August, so it's not been going very long at all. So it's nearly been a year. And as of March, it became my full-time job. So it took off pretty quickly, which is lovely. So
that is, now, talk me through, how does it work? So do you go scouting to start with?
I've never approached a band. I've never advertised the company.
Okay, so talk me through the next thing that I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So because of Hammerdown and what we've been doing with all of the festivals and shows over the years, bands have been asking me to manage them. And I didn't have the time. I was working in sales. I was working really, really hard doing that. So I didn't have any time. And then when I decided to quit my sales job so I could give more to the festival, I messaged a couple of the bands that had said, you know, we want you to manage us. And I said, all right, I've got more time, let's do it. And so that's what we did. We just...
So nearly all of them have appeared at a Hammerdown festival?
Not all of them yet, because it's only been going since August. All of the bands are really... It's all word of mouth. All of the bands have been recommended by other bands that we manage. So hopefully that means we're doing something right, I suppose. But
it is all word of mouth. And this is what makes the world spin, right?
Yeah, it is. We don't need to advertise that. The management company ticks by very nicely. Yeah. The advertising all goes into the festival to sell the tickets. But
And what's your best form of advertising for the festival? What works the best for you? Is it quite hard to tell?
Flyering face to face. I'm very
old
school anyway.
No, but I love it.
Yeah, I don't like technology anyway.
Good.
I'm not very good with social media advertising.
You're not an old man either, so I'm inspired by this.
So untechy.
I'm so inspired. You're at least 3 years shy of 30, surely.
Oh, well, as of 3 days ago, I would have been, yeah.
I was that close. Look at him.
Yeah, very good.
Bright face and bushy-tailed. So, but, you know, I guess politicians wouldn't do it if it didn't work, right?
Yeah, true. I think there's something to be said for having a face-to-face connection with a human being. I think that's so important.
So do you loiter outside other festivals and gigs and bars and
when the promoters allow me, I'm not a problem, I promise. But, yeah, most of the time, there's a small team of us and we'll bowl about Brighton Lanes handing out flyers to people who are wearing band t-shirts.
Move along, young man, move along.
Very good.
I've got a festival stuffed in your top pocket.
Pretty much, that's what I'm doing.
Harry, you have been the best. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I know 30 minutes doesn't last very long, but I wanted to play at least three of the acts that are playing so people get a great flavour of what to expect. Hammerdown Festival, Saturday the 27th, Sunday the 28th of July. That is just before August. You're not on your hollybobs yet, people. You are going to a festival. Concord 2 is... You couldn't get nearer the beach if it tried. It's its first year there. It is going to be spectacular. It's going to be huge. Thank you so much for coming. Well, who should we play? By the way, tickets, 30 quid for a day, 50 quid for 2 days. That is the whole weekend. Best place for them to go?
either through Concord 2's website directly, or you can go to any of Hammerdown's social media and find ticket links on there.
Perfect, perfect. And so Hammerdown Festival has a website, obviously.
We have Facebook, Instagram. We're just setting up a website at the moment. We have TikTok. We have all the social medias.
Well, folks, if you are listening, and I know you are, the Pete Jones Show Facebook page has linked through to Hammerdown Festival. So use that, please. Just absolutely hammer it. Message Harry direct if you want to. And just get some tickets and buy. If this is your bag, you will not be disappointed. Who should we play?
So we're going to play, rather fittingly, the band closing out the festival. They're called In Me.
Okay. Harry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure. And you are just so brilliant. You're working your socks off and very, very inspiring.
Thank you.